With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man convicted of trying to assassinate Donald Trump 2 years ago has been sentenced to life in prison. Major Josh Kloster with the Martin County, Florida Sheriff's Office helped take Ryan Ruth into custody and says the life sentence is gratifying for all the officers involved.
It is very satisfying to have the result that we had today. And that was really a combination of the hard work, starting with the Secret Service agent down there in Palm Beach County and the brave citizen from Palm Beach County, and the efforts from the Martin County Sheriff's Office and all of our partners, the evidence technicians, the prosecutors. Everybody involved in this case played a crucial role.
Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek says the judge was right when she cut off Ruth's rambling statement to tell him his plot was deliberate and evil.
The defendant tried to portray himself as a do-gooder, a victim, and I think Judge Cannon said it best. She says, the evil is in you, Mr. Ruth. The evil is in you. You are the one that we're trying to kill, the President of the United States, former and then to be President of the United States. The evil is in you. And I think that kind of encapsulates all that was taking place here today.
The Supreme Court has allowed California to use a new voter-approved congressional map that is favorable to Democrats in this year's upcoming midterms, rejecting a last-ditch plea from state Republicans and the Trump administration. No justices dissented from the brief order. The court had previously allowed Texas GOP-friendly map to be used in 2026. Investigation by the AP finding cyanide, arsenic, and copper repeatedly leaked from a facility at a gold mine in Liberia. This is SRN News. A pro-life group is making a huge investment.
Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America will spend $3.2 million to visit 500,000 homes in Iowa this year, hoping to convince residents to elect pro-lifers to office. House and Senate seats will be on the line in Iowa, as will the governor's office. SBA Pro-Life America says it will focus most of its efforts on people in Des Moines, Davenport, and Cedar Rapids, targeting those who are persuadable but often do not vote in midterm elections. Michael Harrington reporting.
Protestant denominations aren't the only religious groups facing fractures over liberalism. Pope Leo facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics. Now, a breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass, the Society of Pius X, announcing plans to consecrate new bishops without getting papal consent. And this is SRN News. Already they're here, the Winter Games getting underway in Italy. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh.
The 2026 Winter Olympics have opened competition with the first curling matches in Cortina. A power outage moments after play began briefly halted the action on Wednesday night and delayed training for men's luge at the nearby sliding center. Fans at the curling center cheered when lights returned and play resumed. The mixed doubles curling tournament began 2 full days before the opening ceremony. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Baseball losing one of its finest, Mickey Lolich, who earned 3 complete game wins for the Detroit Tigers in the 1968 World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals, has died. The Tigers eventually won that series in 7 games. Mickey Lolich was 85. More details at srnnews.com.